This is Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 869.
The show you're about to listen to is a repeat broadcast.
It's Anita Scott. Yes, I'm back from New York, what they call New York is called the Big Apple. I don't know why, but we'll look at it. We're going to look into it later because I don't even know why it's called the Big Apple. And here I am, a New Yorker. I mean, I come from Brooklyn. But today I have got a guest for you. I just thought I'd make my comeback really smashing. And so I've invited Kat Simone, the most glorious, beautiful, fantastic singer that has hit South Africa in a long while. Yes, we've got her back from London. And before we go on, I just want to tell you a little bit about Kat Simone, because she was living overseas in London for quite a while, although she is South African born. And she was doing her accountancy work, and then all of a sudden she decided one day, I've had enough. I'm going to start singing and playing. And she plays a wonderful piano, by the way. And so she followed her dream. And this is what happens when you believe. It's a very important song because she did believe in herself. And I saw her the other night at Daphne Kun's Auto and General Theater, which is situated in the Nelson Mandela Square. And I will tell you later where she's going to be appearing. So please get hold of a pencil and paper so you can take down all the notes, because we are now going to introduce you to Whitney Houston's When You Believe, and then immediately after, you're going to be introduced to this doll, this absolute doll of a performer, Kat Simone. But let's start with Whitney.
Many nights we pray with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before.
believe. And here I am, Anita Scott, back from the great Big Apple. I don't know why they call it the Big Apple, but it's New York. And in honor of that, I've got Kat Simone and her creative director manager, Paul Spence, right here in the studio. And she's got her keyboard, which means that she's going to be playing some of our songs. She just insisted, and I think she's right, that she dedicate this next song to me, because mm-hmm. I've just come back as a New York girl, called New York State of Mind. And that comes off her CD, which will be available every time she has a performance. And we'll tell you about her performances as we go along. That is, Paul will tell you about where she's performing next. You have to catch this. And here she is singing New York State of Mind, written by Billy Joel, dedicated to me, Anita Scott. Isn't that wonderful?
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in New York State of Mind.
That is Kat Simone. Listen to this.
Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York State of Mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Now all I'm needing is some give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Oh yeah, yeah. When it comes down to reality, then it's fine with me, 'cause I let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or the Riverside. Don't have any reason, left them all behind. I'm in a New York State of Mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But all I'm needing is some give and some take. New York Times, Daily News. Oh yeah. Ooh, when it comes down to reality, then it's fine with me, 'cause I let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or the Riverside. Taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York. I'm in a New York. I'm in a New York State of Mind.
That was Kat Simone. And now that CD, she plays the piano, and the saxophone you heard was played by her as well. Now, can you beat that for talent? Wow. And a voice? Well, let it speak for itself. I think we're going to have one more Cat song before we go on to the adverts. Which one? Let's see.
You Go to My Head.
You Go to My Head. And then I'll introduce you to Cat Simone personally. How's that?
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. Who you got to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this never can be? Like a summer with a thousand Julys, you intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Now I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't the ghost of a chance. You go to my
Now you know why Cat Simone has wowed the international jet set and the creme de la creme from chics, spies, rock stars, the famous, the infamous, all over the world until she came home to tend to her babies. Yes, she had to do that too. And so we're going to add, and when we come back, we've got Cat Simone sitting here with her keyboard. And what could be better than hearing her live on Radio Today, 1485 AM.
If you want choice, meaning you can find spectacles you really like at the right price, come to Spectacle Warehouse at Hilfox Centre, Atterbury Value Mart and Centurion Lifestyle Centre. Stockist of Diesel, Gucci, Christian Dior, Pierre Cardin, Carrera, Armani, Hugo Boss, Levi, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, David Green. Spectacle Warehouse. Unlimited choice.
Are you looking for a conference venue somewhere near Pretoria and Johannesburg? Somewhere that has an international airport less than 15 minutes away? Well, look no further than Hire Safari Ranch in Mulder's Drift. They offer standalone conferencing facilities for up to 120 delegates. There are also overnight facilities, themed bar, and restaurant. So give Hire Safari Ranch a call. Make your conference stand out from the rest. 011-919-5000. That's Hire Safari Ranch, your conference venue in Mulder's Drift.
Hi there, it's Sue Grant Marshall on Reading Matters on Radio Today, which comes to you every Thursday at 10 o'clock on 1485 AM. And the really good news is that this is now repeated on a Sunday, every Sunday at 4 p.m. So catch you every Thursday at 10 a.m. and that's repeated on a Sunday at 4 p.m. Reading Matters Radio Today.
Okay, and as I said earlier, you're back with me, Anita Scott, who's back from the Great Big Apple, New York City. And my guest today is none other than Kat Simone and her creative director. Well, he's everything. He does the whole bit. And his name is Paul. And he's going to just tell us where we can actually see Kat Simone next. Paul Spence, come on and tell us.
Anita, thank you so much. Kat will be appearing live next in Cape Town, Friday, October the 25th at Richard Loring's Supper Stage and Bistro in her solo showcase. It's called From West End to Broadway and Beyond. It's her London story, all her big songs and all her fantastically entertaining experiences from those big venues. So that'll be in Cape Town, which is followed
October the 25th,
followed by the Outdoor Expo up in Sandringham Farm, which will be a Kat live in a Bedouin tent doing all her popular songs for everyone for that Outdoor Expo in Cape Town. And following that, she'll be back in Johannesburg.
Yes. When?
On Sunday, November the 3rd.
Oh, we got to put that down. Hang on, because that affects us here in Johannesburg.
That's right.
November 3rd at the Middleton Hall.
Which is linked to Bet David Shul. Yes.
In Sandton.
That's right.
And it's off South Road and Middle Road. And what time will that be?
It's a 4 o'clock show that starts at 4.
Is that a tea
right
or?
No, it's the bar will be available.
The bar.
And it's drinks into the evening. So
drinks
it goes
into
from
the
4
evening.
To 6, yeah.
Because it's going to start at 4. And she's going to bring her beautiful keyboard with her. And she's going to bring her sax. And she's going to bring some musicians. And we all are going to have a jaw from 4 to 6 at the Middleton Hall in Sandton, South Road, at 4 o'clock.
On Sunday, November the 3rd, with that
on
solo showcase
Sunday,
show from West End to Broadway and
called,
beyond.
Say again?
From West End to Broadway and
from
beyond.
From West End to Broadway and beyond. So we're guaranteed to have a wonderful time. And now at last, we're going to give you over to Kat Simone herself. She's going to tell us a little bit of the story of how she got back, and how she's singing, and where she's singing, and how she got this beautiful CD together. So here is Kat Simone.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you so much for having me on your show. As I said, I went over to London at the tender age of 23, after studying everything at varsity except music, so maths and chemistry and HDE and science and, you know, because it was the done thing in my family to get a proper job and not to be a musician, even though music has been part of my life since I was 5 or 6 years old. And I started classical piano training, and I trained as a violinist, and I trained as a saxophonist, and then I trained as an opera singer as well. But yes, when it came down to security in the new South Africa, it was all about science and maths and industry in my family. So that's what I did. Then I went over to join my sister in London in 1997, and I worked as an accountant for a couple of years. And one day I found myself sitting behind the desk crunching numbers, and I thought, I can't do this any longer. I'm getting a repetitive strain injury and highly frustrated at the same time. So what I thought is, I'm going to audition for an entertainment agent. I went through the yellow pages. I found a telephone number and I phoned it up. And I said, I want to come and audition for you. And he said, all right, come in tomorrow. So off I went to a little room on Wandsworth Roundabout, and there I was auditioning for this agent surrounded by these costumes and props and papers and feathers, and it was very exciting. And I decided to do a little bit of Whitney Houston for him in the morning, because I actually was a quintessential 80s girl at the end of the day.
80s girl.
Yes, and I even had the big 80s hair to go with it. So I thought I'd stick with a bit of Whitney Houston. Would you like me to play some of my audition piece?
Yes, absolutely. This is her audition that she did the very, very first time that propelled her into a great success. Okay, we're having difficulty with the electronics, so give us a minute. In the meantime, why don't we just play her next CD? Just put the next song on.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. And I'm saving all my love for you. It's not very easy living all alone. My friends try to tell me, find a man of your own. Oh, but each time I try, I just break down and cry. 'Cause I'd rather be home feeling blue. And I'm saving all my love for you. You used to tell me we'd run away together. Love gives you the right to be free. You said be patient, just wait a little longer. And that's just an old fantasy. And I've got to get ready just a few minutes more. Gotta get that old feeling when you walk through that door. 'Cause tonight is the night for feeling alright. We'll be making love the whole night through. And I'm saving all my love. And I'm saving all my loving. Yes, I'm saving all my love for you.
Live. Wow, I love it. I love it. And so I'm going to just eke out some more music of Kat's, because she's going to show us what she's going to, what we can expect, because I think at the Foxwood Theatre, where you also will be appearing, we will let you know on radio today. Paul, when will she be appearing at the Foxwood Theatre in Houghton?
Three consecutive weekends through November, Anita. It's there'll be six shows, previews of Kat's new Barbara Streisand show called The Way We Were.
That's right.
The Saturday nights and Sunday matinees at 12 o'clock at Foxwood, the lovely boutique hotel. In
which is
Fifth Street, Houghton.
Houghton.
Yes, and it'll be three consecutive weekends, Saturday 16th, Sunday 17th. It starts on the 9th and the 10th.
Okay, now you're getting me very confused. You'll have to go very slowly because I'm not mathematically inclined.
Still, suffering from jet lag.
Still suffering from jet lag, right.
It's the weekend after the Middleton Hall. The Middleton Hall's on Sunday,
November 3rd, so the following Middleton weekend, Hall, and then the following
the
weekend,
Streisand
which will be
show will start at Foxwood Boutique Hotel,
which will be
Saturday the 9th and Sunday.
Wait, Saturday, you talk. He talks fast, doesn't he?
He does. Jesus. He gets a lot of information
he
into
gets
a short
so
space
much
of
energy
time.
Going. This Paul that I have to sort of pull him back. I'm going to interpret what he says. So
Saturday the 9th.
Saturday the 9th of November.
November.
So we get a chance
show.
To get everybody writing it
That's
down.
Right, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yes, you can have a lovely dinner in the Boutique Hotel as
if
well.
If you want to,
prior
yes.
to the show, if you'd like.
Yes.
And then a Sunday matinee at 12
Sunday
o'clock the following
at
day
12
on
o'clock.
Sunday the 10th.
That's Sunday, November the 10th.
And then you can sit out in the gardens and have your lunch if you'd like to
yes.
stay for lunch, which is the lovely
and then again.
And then the following weekend on Saturday the 16th.
Saturday
November,
the 16th.
And Sunday the 17th.
8 o'clock. And then the 17th of November
at
12.
And then the following weekend.
And then the following weekend, November.
Will be Saturday the 23rd.
The 23rd at 8 o'clock.
And Sunday the 24th.
And Sunday, November 24th at 12 o'clock. In the meantime, Barbara, I'm calling her Barbara Streisand already because she does some Barbara Streisand numbers that are so delicious that the show is called The Way We Were.
Yes.
So can you give us a little bit of a sort of a vorspiel, as they say,
so.
Just a little something so that we know what we can expect.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, you know, her passion for her music is apparent in every line of every song that she delivers. You can hear that. And by the way, for those of you who want to hear Kat again, we do rebroadcast this program this evening at 9 o'clock. So if you're getting only bits of it while you're driving, try and tune in tonight at 9 so you can hear this program all over again. She is so wonderful. And so we have to go to Ad. Here we're going to add, and when we come back, we're going to continue with Kat Simone and her music.
Hello, I'm Victor Leachy with the most important announcement in the proud 77-year history of the Leachy family as South Africa's leaders in fine Persian and Oriental rugs. At age 73, I'm semi-retiring and handing down the future expansion and modernization of the Victor Leachy name to my young partners whom I've groomed for years. The good news for you is that, for financial and corporate reasons, we are first now closing down the old Victor Leachy with a massive multi-million rand total liquidation sale. So come now and choose the beautiful, luxurious rugs, carpets, runners and keelums of your dreams from the hundreds in our renowned Victor Leachy stylish, classic and contemporary collections at savings you won't believe of at least 40 to 50% and up to 70%. Closing down prices start from under 2,000 rand and range mainly from under 5 to 25,000 rand. Come now to choose yours at Victor Leachy's Dunkeld West Centre, corner Jan Smuts Avenue and Bompas Road, Dunkeld, or Honeydew Village Branch, corner Christian de Wet Road and John Forster Drive, Welterfrieden Park.
And so you're back with me, Anita Scott, and my wonderful guest, Kat Simone. And I just don't know where to begin to tell you about the courage and her, well, she just took her life in hand, which is a lesson to all of us that we are masters of our own fate, because here she was taking and working as an accountant and then decided one day, what am I doing here? I'm going to start singing, and then auditioned, and once you hear her, that's all you need, is just once. So I'm going to let you hear her one more time. What do you feel like singing for us?
Shall I deliver the old chestnut girl from Ipanema?
Oh, yes.
Isn't it a
now,
wonderful
now
song?
You've got to remember that Kat is here in the studio live with her keyboard on my desk, and we are all enthralled, and she's going to do
Kat. We're having a little jam session.
Yes, we're having a little jam session. So let us proceed and not waste another minute.
Can I tell you one thing, Anita?
Yes.
The girl from Ipanema is 60 this year.
Wow.
And she's still out there.
Isn't that amazing? And it's still out
it's
there.
It's the 50th anniversary of the song this year. And I think she was, she must have been about 15 or 16 when he wrote the song. So she's about 65 this year. Jobim.
Oh, Antonio.
Carlos
Jobim. Jobim. Right. I call Jobim. It Jobim. Yes. But now it's being sung by Kat Simone right here in our studio.
Tall and tender and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she like a summer that swings so cool and sways so gentle, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. But just so sadly, how can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly, but each day as she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes he smiles, but she doesn't see. No, she just doesn't see. She just doesn't see. She just doesn't see.
How lovely is that? I can see everybody here in the studio dying to applaud, and I'm saying no, don't make a noise, because we want to stake every minute. And you know, she studied, Kat Simone studied opera. How many years?
Six.
So you really got quite a backing there. You really got your sort of standing.
I've got the technique.
The
technique's very important, because without breath control, it's impossible to sing. It's impossible to give emotion and hold a long note and take it to the end of the breath while supporting with a diaphragm. So breath control is everything in singing.
As a matter of fact, I've learned that, you know, being from New York, that if you wanted to be on a New York stage, whether you could sing or not sing, or rather had a voice or didn't have a voice, it didn't make any difference. As long as you had the technique, they would put you on stage. You might be good at dancing or playing an instrument, but they would make you sing as well. And that all came from studying the voice, which is what you've done.
Absolutely.
Now, so you made the transition from opera to standards.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it easy?
Yes. I've been doing all kinds of music my whole life.
Tell me, what kind?
Well, when I started piano training at 5 years old in the Royal Schools, and I did all the exams through to grade 8, and that was the classical side. And then during my school career, I was doing choral music, I was doing brass bands, I was doing Natal Youth Choir, I was doing West Side Story, I was doing jazz standards, I was doing people's weddings, people's parties, I was doing Handel's Messiah.
Wow, that's quite a stretch.
It is. I'm literally a jack of all trades.
Yes,
but I'm not going to complete that and say master of none, because I like to think I'm master of some of them.
Well, you certainly are, because, you know, most singers today either don't have a voice and they have to be amplified to the hilt, or they sound like somebody else. You don't sound like anybody else. But who was your influence?
That is one of the hardest questions. I grew up on music like Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Do we have any Crosby, Stills and Nash
Eagles
on our computer?
I grew up on Joni Mitchell.
Well, I know that we have the Eagles.
I could do a Joni Mitchell for you if you want.
Oh,
I just absolutely love Joni Mitchell. Joan Baez.
Yes.
All of the Woodstock stuff while I was growing up was playing in my car. And the Woodstock singers have a huge influence. But then I got into opera, and then I started listening to Katia Ricciarelli, Maria Callas, Kiri Takanawa. And that was the stuff that just made the hair on my arms stand up.
Yes, but you were meant for the public. Not every opera singer is meant for the public. You know, it's a very specialized field. Mm. So we're very glad that you chose to cross over, as they say, into pop, so that we could have you not only as a singer, because you're not just a singer. You're an entertainer. I mean, you play that piano, you chat with your audience, you have a repartee that embraces. Actually, you have this wonderful way of sort of communicating with your whole audience, and they love it. And that's what I think is missing if you sing opera.
Yeah. Do you know where I see myself?
Tell me.
As somewhere between Elton John and Michael Bublé.
Well, do you want to give us a sample of that?
Oh!
That'll put you on the spot right here and now.
Oh, thanks for that. Okay, let's do that.
What are we going to do?
Shall I do an Elton John in the style of Michael Bublé?
Come on.
Let's see if I can do something
You know, I've always said one of the things I love about Kat Simone is that she meets her challenge with such great courage, and she sounds absolutely divine.
Okay.
So let's see how she meets this one.
All right, let's see. Let's do your song done in the style of Michael Bublé, perhaps. Thanks for that, Anita.
Okay.
I'll talk to you after the show.
Oh, boy.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, boy, if I did, I'd buy you a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, and then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's best I can do. This gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, hope you don't mind that I put down in words, ooh, how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
How's that? Oh, terrific. This is your interpretation of Elton John's song as sung by Michael Bublé, but interpreted here by our guest, Cat Simone. Yes. Tell me who else influenced you.
Well, I was growing up in the 80s, so major influences were bands like Queen, other bands...
Crowded House,
that's right. Just those early, even that silly song, I've had the time of my life,
oh,
and
I
never felt this way.
You know, that
who one
of
Dirty Dancing, you know, that wonderful film with Patrick Swayze.
Of course.
So all these big songs, all the Diane Warren songs, like the Celine Dion songs, For All the Time You Stood For, you know, those big Celine Dion songs.
Nice.
Mariah Carey's been fantastic before she went very sort of R&B, and I love a female delivering a ballad.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Well, you know, times have changed, but we want to stick to some of the music that we love to hear, especially here at Radio Today, because, you know, no other station, and I say this with complete honesty, because I listen to the radio a lot, and no other station except Radio Today, 1485 AM, loves to hear that kind of music.
And the West End stuff.
And there's so many people who love it, who still love that kind of music. They don't want to hear metal and all that.
No.
Katy Perry and Britney Spears.
Look,
with
those tunes are fantastic to dance to. And often people say to me, why don't you go modern and pop and deliver songs that make people happy and they want to dance? I said, because that's just not what I do. I am an Andrew Lloyd Webber singer. I sing from Les Miserables.
Do you want to
do something
from that?
I sing Lerner and Lowe. I do Sondheim. I do Bernstein. I do all those songs that people sit back and the hair stands up on their arms. That's what I want, tears to course down people's cheeks.
Oh, yes, exactly.
If I haven't managed that in the concert, then I haven't been successful.
So I'm going to repeat. While you think about what you want to represent from what you've just said, what kind of song do you want to do from Andrew Lloyd Webber or Cole Porter right now, or Gershwin? Which song would you like to pick now? Because I'm going to get together again to give people a chance to grab a pencil and paper while I'll repeat after you sing where you will be appearing next. How's that? So
okay.
What do you want to do?
Well, shall I do, seeing as it's very current at the moment, shall I do something from Les Mis?
Les Mis, yes.
I Dreamed a Dream.
Oh, that would be... Now, that's a very difficult song to sing.
It is.
It is very... And so I commend you, because you did it beautifully last Sunday night.
Thank you.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So let's give our audience a chance to hear how amazing you are.
I dream that love would would never die. I prayed that God would be forgiving. I was so young and unafraid when dreams were made and used and wasted. No ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the time is come at night.
Oh, sorry.
With a voice as soft as thunder. And they tear your hopes apart, and they draw your dreams to shame. I slept a summer by my side, and all my days were filled with wonder. He took my childhood in his stride, but he was gone when autumn came. And still I dream he'll come to me, that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now from what it seems.
About the little blips in the middle here.
Getting so lost.
No, not at all. It goes to show our listeners out there that this is truly a live performance that's happening right now in the studios of Radio Today, 1485 AM. And we're going to add, and we're going to give you a few minutes to catch your breath. Not that you need it, because that was so beautifully done. And I like those little blips, because as I say, it gives our listeners out there a chance to understand that this is a live performance. Okay, we're going to add, and when we come back, some more of Cat Simone.
Ever wondered what made MGM the greatest movie studio in the world? Join me, John Ferreira, every Sunday at 6 p.m., starting the 1st of September, for the exciting 12-part series, The MGM Story, an in-depth look at the sounds, voices, and music from the films that turned Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer into the most powerful studio during the golden age of Hollywood. Tune in to The Sound of Movies from Sunday the 1st of September at 6 p.m. and experience the pure nostalgia of the MGM story right here on 1485 AM Radio Today. Radio that delivers.
Okay, and you're back with me, Anita Scott. And we've got Cat Simone on piano right here, right now with me on 1485 AM Radio Today. And just to remind you once again that this show will be recorded or rebroadcast tonight at 9 o'clock. Now let's hear another song from her CD, and one that I love so much, called La Vie en Rose. And I'm sure that my audience out there, my listeners out there, this is especially for you, because I know that you will love this one.
Tes yeux qui font baiser les miennes, rire qui se perd sous sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel je pertiens. Oh, il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça fait quelque chose. De bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui, toute la vie. Il me dit que j'aurai pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en d'amour plus sans finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins, des phases, heureux, heureux à en mourir. Oh, il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en quelque chose. Il est tendre dans mon cœur, une épargne de bonheur dont je connais la cause.
Hi, it's me again. I'm interrupting the song and I apologize, because I want to say goodbye with the most amazing song that Kat sings. It's who wrote it?
Well, I'm not sure. No, that's Nat King Cole made it.
Yes, that's right. And it's called Route 66. And so with that, we're going to say farewell to Kat Simone and Paul Spence with Route 66. Goodbye from me, Anissa Scott. See you or hear from me next Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Bye for now.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway that's the best. You get your kicks on Route 66, and it winds down from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you're driving up to Jersey, Bragg, Pram, Benoni, baby, Santa City is mighty pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Medela in pajamas, just Pasole crummers, Papa's Fountain, Auto in general, and then you'll find me vamping hard on key. Joseph Steinway makes playing the piano such a breeze. Blow back your hair at the your own square. Now you're going to Missouri, Brack Pan Benoni. Baby, Santa City is mighty pretty, you'll see. Louis Botta, Ross Bank, Rivonia, Mandela in pajamas, just by Sally Kramers, Fountain Poppers and Otto and General, and you find me vipping hot on keys. And just as Steinway makes playing dinner with breeze, blow back your hair at the ear on the square. Ooh, blow back your hair, yeah, at theater on the square. Ooh, blow back your hair at theater on the square.
Well, you won't be at theater on the square, but you certainly will be on November 3rd at the Middleton Hall, and then later on we will announce when you will be where, wherever you are. But don't forget November 3rd, and you can hear this lovely lady entertaining us with her saxophone, her piano, her voice, her personality, her funny stories. Ah, you will just love it. 4 o'clock on November the 3rd at Middleton Hall, which is in Santon, South Road, Middle Road. From me, it's bye for now.